all of the Arab countries invited have agreed to come to the peace conference the Bush administration is hosting this week in Annapolis, Maryland. Syria announced today it will send its deputy foreign minister after seeing the issue of the Golan Heights on the agenda. Israel captured that land from Syria in 1967, and it's been disputed ever since. The Bush administration's main goal for the conference, though, is to jumpstart Israeli-Palestinian negotiations with the goal of creating a viable Palestinian state living side by side with Israel. If you get that sense of deja vu when you hear about the Middle East peace process, it's because we have been down this road before. One man who's traveled that road himself is Aaron David Miller. He advised six secretaries of states of both parties on Arab-Israeli negotiations. He's now a scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center, and we've invited him into our studio to look back on previous peace efforts and what we might learn from the past as we look forward to Annapolis. Welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Mr. Miller, this conflict goes back even before the creation of the State of Israel, but the Six-Day War in 1967 and Israel's capture of Arab lands really gave urgency to the conflict. What was the first major U.S. attempt to broker peace?
Well, there were seven, to use the biblical image, seven lean years that actually followed the 1967 war and several abortive efforts on the part of the United States to broker first an Egyptian-Israeli negotiation and then something more comprehensive. None of that worked. What laid the basis for success was something far more urgent than the 67 war. It was the 1973 war. And that war gave rise to seven fat years of Arab-Israeli diplomacy, where the United States, for the first time, largely under the auspices of then-President Nixon and his very able Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, managed to broker, within an 18-month period, three disengagement agreements.
What was it about the circumstances of that time, or even Henry Kissinger himself, that made those successes?
Andrew, you identified the balance between a degree of urgency that compelled Arabs and Israelis to want to take risks and a strong American hand to pull it together. And the fact is, when we have succeeded in Arab-Israeli diplomacy, we've had both.
Fast forward here, just for a few years. Jimmy Carter certainly seemed to score a big success, the 1979 peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. What was it about Jimmy Carter and those negotiations that led to that treaty?
Well, Carter was a kind of idiosyncratic president. He was actually the first American president that went looking for involvement in the Arab-Israeli issue. Most presidents and secretaries of state, frankly, avoid the issue because it's so galactically difficult. But Carter in 77 wanted to do something, even though there was no immediate crisis on hand, like the 73 war, or an immediate opportunity. What galvanized Carter's diplomacy, again, was urgency. And that urgency was brought to America courtesy of perhaps one of the greatest acts of statesmanship of the 20th century, Sadat's determination to actually do something bold. But even with that opportunity, it required a strong American hand. A presidential summit, frankly, at Camp David in September 1978, and then a presidential trip in March of 1979 to actually lay the groundwork for brokering the first peace treaty between Israel and an Arab state.
Going into the meeting this week in Annapolis, it reminds one of another international peace conference on the Middle East in Madrid in 1991. Like the upcoming meeting, lots of nations attended that meeting. Was it successful?
Absolutely. Madrid was about process, not a negotiation or a peace treaty of consequence. But it was unprecedented. Never before had Israel and a Palestinian delegation, in this case, a Palestinian-Jordanian delegation, sat down at the same table to negotiate. Never before had the Israelis and the Syrians agreed to negotiate on the basis of UN Security Council Resolution 242. And never had the Gulf Cooperation Council, this time in the person of a Kuwaiti, ever sat in the same room within Israeli. So Madrid broke a critical taboo, and that was, no matter what other excuse you want to summon up as to why there can't be peace between the Arabs and the Israelis, after Madrid, the one excuse you could never use was there was nobody at the other end of the table to talk to.
None of these successes involved conflict between Israel and Palestinians, though, correct? They involve Israel and other Arab states.
That's right. And the issues at hand, by comparison with the existential and identity issues that drive the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Jerusalem borders, refugees and security, really pale by comparison. It would take Oslo in 1993, to really lay the basis for progress on the Israeli-Palestinian track. And it took 8 years of very determined effort by the Clinton administration. Now, all of the easy negotiations, frankly, have been concluded. What remains before us today are two unresolved problems. Can a Israeli-Palestinian peace be negotiated? And can an Israeli, Syrian, and Lebanese peace be negotiated? So that means that the Bush administration, having disengaged from this issue for the past 6.5 years, now has an enormous challenge in front of them and only a year that remains. So yes, there's a foundation. The question is whether or not the will and skill exists to get this negotiation to translate it into an agreement.
Aaron David Miller, you have been a U.S. Middle East negotiator for both Republicans and Democrats. What is your view of Annapolis? What do you think? How do you think we'll be talking about it a year from now?
I think that's a question mark. Annapolis will send one clear message that the Arab-Israeli peace process is once again open for business. The question is, will Annapolis have legs? 3 months from now, 6 months from now, we'll be talking about a negotiation that will actually be closing the gaps between Israelis and Palestinians. These are questions which cannot be answered now, and they will remain open. But Annapolis, at least, has changed the pictures on television.
Aaron David Miller, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Aaron David Miller is author of the book coming out next year called The Much Too Promised Land, America's Elusive Search for Arab-Israeli Peace.